Leave It to Beaver, starring Barbara Billingsley, Hugh Beaumont, Tony Dow, and Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
Hi. Well, that 18 holes took longer than usual.
Well, that 18 holes took longer than usual because we played 27 holes.
First time you've done that in a long while.
Well, of course, wasn't very crowded, and I was hitting the ball pretty well.
And if you got home too early, you might feel obliged to work in the yard.
Exactly. How'd things go around here?
Well, actually, it's been pretty quiet. It was pretty quiet.
A guy.
You mean it's your very own?
Yeah.
Boy, Wally, I thought your first car'd be crummy, but this one's really neat.
Hi, Mom. Hi, Dad.
Hi.
What's all this?
Well, gee, Dad, it's a car.
Wally, you mean to tell me you went out and bought a car without even bothering to ask my permission?
Well, I was gonna try to break it to you a little easier than that.
Why, it's nothing but a wreck. And you don't even have a driver's license yet.
Well, yeah, I know, Mom, but, well, heck, it only cost me $25, and I thought I could work on it until I get my license. It'd be good experience.
Well, I suppose it would. Well, maybe...
Ward, can I see you in the house?
Of course.
Hey, Wally?
Yeah?
Is it okay if I sit in your car?
Look, why don't you wait till a little later, huh?
No, I'd better do it now. You might not have the car later.
Okay, go ahead.
Ward, you said Wally couldn't have a car until he was older. I want him to get rid of it.
Well, dear, he's just going to keep it here and work on it.
Ward, if he gets it running, the next thing he's going to want to drive it. I think he should get rid of it now.
Well, I'm going to have to go at this kind of easy. You know, after all, his first car, it's a big thing in his life. Believe me, it's a big thing in our lives, too. It's going to take a lot of tact and understanding to handle this.
Ward, I realize that, but I just think that car is all wrong. Now, for my sake, would you please tell him to get rid of it before there's any trouble?
All right, dear. All right, I'll tell him. After dinner tonight, give the glow a little chance to wear off. So, Wally, your mother and I both feel that the best solution is just to get rid of it now.
Gee, Dad, all I want to do is work on it and see if I can get it running.
Well, Wally, if you did get it running, then you'd be disappointed when you couldn't drive it.
But I didn't figure to drive. I just thought maybe I could take it around the block or something.
Well, son, it doesn't make any difference whether you drive it around the block or drive it to California. You still have to have a driver's license and you have to have insurance.
Insurance?
Well, of course. Ownership means responsibility. Do you have any idea how much the insurance premium would be on a car like that? About
$200. $200? Just for a $25 car?
And don't forget, there's registration and legal papers tied up with buying a car.
Well, gee, Dad, you don't have to worry about that. We made it real legal. I got the bill of sale that Joel made out while I gave him the money. I think I got it here somewhere.
Excuse me. Ward, you better start thinking about getting ready. The Algers are having an early dinner.
Oh, I didn't realize it was this late.
Dad, here's the bill of sale. See right there, paragraph one. I, Joel Schaefer, do hereby sell to Wally Cleaver for $25 in United States money, one hand-painted motor vehicle, guaranteed in good condition, except that it doesn't run. Paragraph two. Not responsible for any parts falling off of it on the way home. Signed, Joel Schaefer.
want you to get rid of this car right now before it causes a lot of trouble.
Well, okay, Dad, if I have to. But would you give me a couple of days so I can sell it and get my money back?
All right. But right now, your mother and I have a date with the Algers.
Oh, yes, sir. Well, I sure hope you have a nice time, Dad.
Well, thank you very much. But your guaranteed jalopy that doesn't run is blocking the driveway.
Gee, Dad, you don't have to worry about that. You can just do like Lumpy did. You know, shove it out with your car and then shove it back in. Simple.
Oh, yeah. You got the brake off?
Oh, yes, sir.
Be sure it's in neutral.
I'm looking for it, Dad.
Well, find a place where it wobbles back and forth.
Gee, Dad, wherever you put it, it wobbles back and forth. There, that feels like it. Okay, Dad.
What was that noise?
Gee, Dad, I don't know.
It sounded neat. Like the guys when they tear up the street.
I don't think you had it in neutral.
Gee, Dad, I thought I did.
Yeah? Now it's stuck. That's what's locking the wheels.
Gosh, Dad, I'm sorry.
Ward, honey, we should be leaving now.
Yes, dear, I know we should, but how?
What?
Wally's got my car blocked and his hand-painted motor vehicle won't move.
Oh, dear. Ward, I told you he should get rid of it.
Oh, he will. Wally, maybe we could rock it off.
Honey, you're all dressed and we don't have much time.
Yes, I'll... All right, dear, I'll call a cab.
Hey, Wally, the cigar lighter pops out real neat.
Boy, Wally, as long as we've been living with Dad, I've never seen him so mad.
Yeah, this is the first time he's been so mad he couldn't even yell. If I don't get that car out of the driveway so we can get to work in the morning, he's even going to be madder.
What are you going to do, Wally? Call a tow truck with red lights?
Hey, Lumpy. Hey, I got an emergency. Can you round up a bunch of the guys and get right over here? Yeah, and will you bring some of your car tools? Okay, thanks a lot.
Hey, Wally, you think you guys can get it to go?
Well, sure we can.
Well, but how? You don't know anything about cars.
Look, Beaver, as soon as a guy gets over 15, he automatically knows everything about cars. Oh. Well, what do you guys think I should do with it?
Well, I'd take off the factory resonators and put on some scavengers.
And get yourself a tachometer to keep the engine from being over-revved.
And a racing cam and solid lifters so the thing will get up and go.
Who am I? I'd boost up the compression.
Okay, I'll do all that later, but right now all I want to do is get the thing to run.
Relax, Sam. We're in no pain. We'll have this kid humming and nothing flat. You check out the box, you remove the pan, and you get the drive shaft.
Hey, you guys really think we can fix it?
Yeah, it's
easy.
There's nothing to it.
Lump, you get out underneath and start taking down the clutch.
Well, I'm not allowed to get these pants dirty. I borrowed them from Daddy.
Oh, come on, man. You got to press down over here.
It's got me beat.
This must have been one of them lemons.
You know something, Wally? I think you should have got yourself a later model. Like a 41 or a 42.
Hey, guys, look, it moves.
Boy, it ought to. There's nothing left in it to stop it. Well, look, let's push it off the driveway over there so at least my father can get his car out of the garage.
That's good.
Well, I gotta be taking off, Wally.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I gotta go too, Wally.
Yeah, well. Oh, wait a minute. What about putting all this stuff back?
There's nothing to it.
Yeah, it just goes back the way it came out.
Yeah, but that's a big job. I'm gonna need some help.
Look, Wally. This goes up underneath the thing and bolts onto the deal and ties in with the rest of the jazz. It's a can of corn. I'll see you, Wally.
Yeah, take it easy, Wally.
Bye, Wally.
Go on, Wally.
Beaver! Hey, Beaver!
Well, operator, will you keep ringing, please? I know there's someone there. It's my home.
Warren? Did you get the boys?
No, they don't seem to answer.
Oh, well, it's kind of late, you know. They're probably in bed. Come on, let's not bother them.
Operator? Yep, operator, never mind.
Ward, you don't suppose they got that car started and went somewhere, do you?
Yeah, if they got that car to move an inch, it's the greatest automotive triumph since the spare tire.
Hi, Dad.
Wally, what are you doing? Why, you know that it's almost midnight?
Hi, Mom. Did you have a nice time at the party?
Wally? Beaver? You get up from there right now and get upstairs to bed.
Good night, Dad.
Good night, Mom.
Good night, Dad.
Ward, this is a disgrace.
I know it is. Let's just be thankful it's dark.
Gee, Wally, it's a neat car. How come Mom and Dad don't appreciate it?
I don't know. I guess when you get old like that, you don't get a charge out of stuff anymore.
You ever put these hunks of things back in the car, Wally?
Nah. By the time I figured out where everything went, it'd be the end of the week.
Yeah. And if the car's around at the end of the week, and Dad's around at the end of the week, I don't want to be around at the end of the week.
Me neither.
So what are you going to do, Wally?
I don't know. But I've got to find some way to get rid of it.
Hey, Wally, I know. You'd have Lumpy push you down the dump and send it over a cliff. Like I saw in a movie. Boy, it's really neat. Crash, bang, kapow! Sal Mineo was in it. But he wasn't really in it because he showed up at the end of the picture playing drums.
Beaver, I just can't junk it. I paid $25 for that car. That was practically all the money I had.
Yeah.
Hey, I know. If that Joel guy could find somebody flaky enough to buy it, I could do the same thing.
Yeah, Wally, you might find somebody as flaky as you are.
Hey, Wally, what's up?
Oh, hi, Eddie. Hey, maybe you can help me. I'm going to sell the car, and I thought I'd advertise it in the newspaper.
Yeah, where are you going to put it? The obituary column?
Boy, Eddie, that's pretty funny.
You're very discerning, Junior.
Come on, cut the clowning. I'm trying to figure out what to say in the ad.
Okay, take this down. For sale, one beautiful coupe. In excellent condition, mechanically perfect.
Eddie, and... you can't say that.
Well, who says I can't?
The newspaper. They got a classified advertising code.
What are they trying to do? Hamper free speech?
Well, they're just trying to tell you that you can't make up a bunch of lies.
You have to tell the truth.
Yeah.
For sale. One crummy hunk of junk.
Cut it out, Eddie. Wally really wants to sell the car.
Okay. Take this down. For sale. One automobile. Excellent opportunity for man who likes to tinker.
Boy, that guy's gonna have to tinker like crazy.
And stick this in. Must sell cheap. Leaving town.
But, Eddie, I'm not leaving town.
You will when a guy finds out what a tank he bought.
Gee, Dad, I talked to all the guys I know, but they just weren't interested.
Well, frankly, Wally, that's not hard to understand.
Hey, Dad, how about if I shoved the car into the garage? Then it'd be out of the way and I could work on it in there to sell it.
Wally, do you know Mr. Peck down at our office?
Yes.
Well, when his son was just your age, he bought a jalopy that was pretty much like the one you have. And he pushed it in the garage to fix it up.
Mm-hmm.
Well, now Mr. Peck's son is grown, he's married, and he has a family. And the old jalopy is still sitting in the garage waiting to be fixed up. Hi.
Hi, dear. Honey, I thought you told him to get rid of this. It's been here 2 days already.
Well, if he doesn't get rid of it tomorrow, I'll do something about it.
Well, Wally isn't home from school yet. Maybe he'll bring someone home with him to help him get it out of here.
Hello, Mrs. Ashby.
Good day.
Mrs. Ashby?
She lives down the street with a well-groomed yard and the beautiful flowers. No jalopy in her front lawn.
Oh, yeah. You know, on the way home today, I stopped beside Al Richardson across the street at the Signal. He said, hey, Ward, does Cape Canaveral know about that thing in your front yard? It seemed kind of funny at the time, but come think of it, he wasn't laughing.
Ward, it just makes the whole neighborhood look like a junkyard.
Well, maybe I better get the car and push it in the garage. At least then it'll be out of sight, huh? June.
Yes, dear?
At times, do you get the feeling of helplessness, frustration, and extreme rage?
Well, I guess it's only natural. After all, we're the parents of a teenager.
Hi, Wally. Getting any bites on your heap?
Nah, it's just about giving up.
Oh, what kind of trading stamps are you giving, sir?
Okay, Eddie.
Hey, Wally, I could use this horn for my car. Want to sell it?
Well, I don't know. How much you give me for it?
Buy. Take it or leave it.
Hey, Wally, if you're selling stuff, I can use the taillight in the rearview mirror.
Gee, I don't know.
Make him an offer.
$1.25.
It's a deal. Hey, Wally, I'll give you 10 cents for the radiator.
Cut it out, Eddie. You don't even have a car.
No, but I was going to make the radiator into a planter for my mother.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, Mr. Garvey, it's a 1936 coupe. And, well, yeah, I'm sure you do have them up to your ears, but I thought maybe you could use one more. Of course, we wouldn't ask much for it. Oh, say $15? Yeah, it has tires. Yeah, it's not the greatest car in the world, but all the parts are there. Well, fine. Say, if you could see your way clear to picking it up today, it'd be a real big favor. Well, fine. Fine. Thank you very much.
You mean he'll haul it away for $15?
Nope. He'll buy it for $15.
Ward, I married a genius.
Wish you'd tell your relatives that.
Hey, how about a buck for the manifold, Molly?
It's a deal.
Hey, I'll take the tailpipe.
I'll give you $3.50 for those back wheels.
It's a deal. Hey, I've got dibs on the dry shaft.
Hey, $2. Put the carburetor here.
Oh, I don't know.
Okay.
Hey, how about a couple clamps to the speedometer?
I think the aerial.
Boy, Beaver, look at that. $37.50.
Yeah, and you only paid $25 to begin with. See, I didn't know a loose car could be worth more than a tight car.
Hey, you know, that might not be a bad business to get into. Buying up cars and selling them by the hunk.
Yeah, maybe so. Hey, I saw Don Radner take the carburetor. How come? He doesn't even have a car.
Well, he was going to try to talk his father into putting it on the sedan and making a hot rod out of it.
Mr. Cleaver, this is the car you want to sell?
Well, I think it is.
Mr. Cleaver, I came over here in good faith. You sounded like a good Joe on the phone, so I took your word.
Well, believe me, Mr. Garvey, I had no idea.
All the parts are there, he says. Looks like a fish that had been boned. What did you do, strip it while I was driving over?
Excuse me a minute, Mr. Garvey. Wally! Oh, Wally! I think what must have happened is my son must have done this and not said anything to me about it. You know how boys are.
Yes, I do. If one of mine had done this, I'd have hit him right in the mouth.
Hi, Dad. Hey, did you see the car?
Yes, yes, I did.
You did just like you said, huh?
Wally, I didn't tell you to dismantle it. Now, you weren't getting rid of it, so I had Mr. Garvey here come over to pick it up. I was trying to do you a favor by getting $15 for it.
What do I want with a stripped-down wreck? I got 2 acres of junk like this.
Yeah, I'm sorry I put you on a spot.
Oh, that's fine, but what do you propose to do about it now?
Well, mister, how much would you charge to haul this thing away from here?
Oh, $10?
Okay, it's a deal.
Let's see, here you go.
Okay, son, I'll take care of it.
And I still came out $2.50 ahead.
How could you do that?
Well, I sold all the junk off the car for $12.50 more than I paid for the car. Pretty neat, huh, Dad?
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Well, they're towing it away. Wonderful.
Yeah, I know. Now, while they arranged the whole thing, all of a sudden I'm beginning to wonder what I was so upset about.
Hey, Wally.
Yeah?
Are you sore, Dad, because he made you get rid of your car?
Well, I was at first, but I can see his point.
You mean like when he used to spank us for our own good?
Well, yeah, something like that.
But, gee, Wally, you always said you couldn't wait until you got a car.
Yeah, but like Dad says, getting it's only the beginning. And there's insurance, about $200, and then there's gas and oil, about $4 to $5 a week, and then... And if something goes haywire and you can't fix it, you got to pay a guy to do it. And there's a license fee and a registration and all that kind of junk.
Yeah. You know something, Wally?
What's that, Beef?
A guy doesn't know how lucky he is. Just own a bicycle with 2 flat tires.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Wally.
Right.
Sure, we all know that practically all TV shows are made in Hollywood, but with the Andy Griffith Show, it's particularly hard to believe. Mayberry just seems a million miles from all that glamour, but next up, Mayberry meets Hollywood right here in TV Land.